And we're on.
Is it live? Is it live? Man, Ian is in a coma. Usually that would at least get a or something.
I did not get that reference.
Oh.
I didn't either. I don't know what you were going for.
It was a sold song. Never mind. Anywho, hey, let's get this show rolling. Greetings, true believers! Welcome to the 62nd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me, as always, Chaos72, SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian, founders of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hello.
How's it going?
I feel well. How about you?
I feel pretty good. I'm sad that the World Series turned into Cleveland and Chicago, because both teams can't lose, and that's what I want to happen. But, you know, besides that. Penn State had a big victory on Saturday. That was good.
That was ridiculous.
Currently, we are up to $32,000 in damages downtown. So, you know, we got that going for us.
I forgot about good old-fashioned rioting.
Yeah. Tore down some light posts, set some furniture on fire. Good old shenanigans.
And a tree. I don't understand setting a tree on fire. I don't know what that... how does that make you feel good? I don't know.
I don't know. I like but it. It takes me back to, what was that, 96?
Yeah. I remember the good one way back. I think it was 94 or 95 when they won the Rose Bowl for the first time. And we stormed the stadium that time when there wasn't even a game because the game was in California and broke down the gates and got in the stadium that day. That was a fun day. It's like storming the field. It's not even a game. We're storming it anyway. Anywho. So this is the week of 10/26 through 11/2/2016. Holy smokes, this year's going fast. Your Deadpool dailies. Today, Red Cyclops. Thursday, Yellow Hood. Friday, Black Doc Ock. Saturday, Red Thor. Sunday, Red Captain Marvel. Monday, Red Battery Man. Tuesday, Green Iron Fist. And Wednesday is Green Ragnarok. For your 5-day, 4-star crash!
Boom.
There you go. Of the Titans. 10/24 was Falcon America. Man, I got there. Took me 12 tries. But I finally got there.
Wow.
I hope you fared better.
I absolutely fared better than that, but I have a championed Falcon America. So it did take me 3 tries, however, because I didn't put any boosts on because I figured he's championed. All I need to do is get yellow and red and then click red and I'm good.
Right.
It still took me 3 tries just because the computer decided it wasn't going to make that easy for me. But yeah, I got there.
Not I. It took me 1 try to realize I should give up. And I did.
You don't have red, right?
No, I don't have red. I've got him at 140.
Oh, you were boned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember those days.
Boned at the start. Uncool. Coming up on 10/29 is Peggy Cotta. Has everybody got their Peggy yet?
I believe 510.
Yeah.
So I can punch.
Well, punch is nice.
Yeah, that should do it.
I don't know. We'll see. I won't be able to give her any ISO. I know that.
I got a 4-0-2.
I think I have her at a 1.
I mean, the blue power is useless when you're fighting one person because you can't stun them.
Right. Man, yeah, I'm pretty sure I have her at 1-0-0.
Doesn't sound good for any of us. Ray's got a puncher's chance, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, a little boxing lingo there for you. Man, everyone's just so sad today. I get nothing. Nothing. Hey, your story events. One of Ray's favorite things, a heroic event is running.
Yeah.
So this is Venom Heroic. 8 and 16,000 get you a Purple Falcon. 26,000 get you that brand new Blade. 50,000 for the CP. Top 10 folks get Cyclops. And 11 to 50 is Quicksilver. Coming up next on Enemy of the State, which will have brand new clearance levels coming up later. 20,000 and 40,000 is Green Quicksilver. 70,000 Yellow Cyclops. 138,000 for the CP, top 10 is Nova, and 11 to 300 is 300. That does not sound right at all. It's got to be 100, right?
I'm hoping none of those numbers are right. 138K for the command points?
That is correct.
That's a lot.
For what, Enemy of the State? Oh, that's totally correct.
Yeah, and it is 300 for the Spider-Man.
Yeah, you get an unbelievable amount of points, though, because of all the wave fights.
Sure.
So it balances it out, sort of.
Yep, it's 138,000. Your PvP events. Power season kicked off?
Yay.
And we'll have to, from here on, rely on Leonard's spreadsheet to tell us what number these are.
Right. We'll just sort of keep track.
I've already failed.
This is season 30?
It's 34, maybe?
I thought we were at 30.
I don't know.
This is the first power season.
Yeah.
The whole theory was that they were switching to power seasons before they hit 30.
Yeah, the triple X, yeah.
It can't be 34, that's all I'm saying.
I don't know. Like I said, I've already lost track. What do you want from me?
Apparently.
What do you like from me? What do you want from me? So you got Doctor's Orders finished up. 800 was a Black Doom, 900 blue Punisher to the max. 1200 was the CP, top 5 was Quake, and 6 to 50 is Kamala Khan. Now you've got Teenage Riot, 800 green Kamala Khan, 900 blue Quake, 1200 for the CP, top 5 is the brand new Blade, and 6 to 50 is Vision. For your season-long simulator, the highlights, 900 black Mystique, 1200 green Switch, 1400 blue Switch, 1700 purple Switch. All that makes me really excited. 2000 purple Gwenpool, because, man, I love me some Switch.
So,
yes?
I have a question. It's as though I've never done this show before and clearly don't play any Marvel Puzzle Quest. The prizes in the PvPs, have those changed recently? Somewhat recently, like within the last three seasons?
It used to be 1,000 points for things.
Well, that and what is this 6 through 50 get the 3-star cover? I thought I could squeak in at 99 and get a 3-star cover.
Nope, now you get elite tokens. I'm pretty sure for the
50 through 100? 50,
yeah, 51 to 100, I think, or I will check. Memento.
That seems like, though it can't possibly be new, it feels brand new to me.
51 to 200 are 2-star bullseye.
Oh.
Like 51 to 100 gets you 2 bullseye. 101 to 200 gets you 1 bullseye. 201 to 300 is 2 elites, and then 1 elite, then 1 elite.
Huh.
So, I do like those elite tokens, though. They're really nice with supplying the 3-stars.
They're okay, and I'm okay with the 2-star just because you can, you know, you can champion them, resell them, just keep building on them.
See, I'd rather have the elite tokens because they get a real good chance of getting you a 3-star.
Yeah, exactly.
So, they're actually more valuable to me. Anywho.
It just seems very unlikely that I'm going to get in the top 50. I don't play PvP that much.
True story. But yeah. Simulator. I mean, I play enough to try and get the 4,000 for the season. That's really all I care about.
Oh, to get that 10-pack?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. So I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about how fast Ray has been moving up in his shield rank, and when he explains to us how he's getting there and explains that it's really easy to do. And by that, I mean it's easy to comprehend, but the easy to do part, I don't know how you play 36 matches in a row and still think that that's a fun time. I would just bash my head into the computer.
They're not in a row.
Okay.
But so, yeah, I normally, like on the story event, like the current Rescue Aunt May, I play, my first goal is to play to get the single command point. To get the single command point from the required character and the single command point from the last fight.
Right.
Once I do that, I go backwards and play all the nodes again till I hit them all 4 times. And this is not in one sitting. This is in, you know, over the course of the day. I'll play just here and there, get a fight in. And see, I can, this is an advantage that having it on a tablet, because I can just have the tablet with me.
Right.
And I don't have to be at a computer.
I can see that. I can now better envision this access to casual play.
Right. And then at the end of the day, when you've got a couple hours left, I try and hit some of the nodes that I think I can just do over and over again and get to the 6 times in order to complete them. And sometimes it's all of them. It depends on what's on TV and how excited I am about it.
I gotcha. That's fair. So I think device choice really plays an important role in this.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, because last night we were binging Mr. Robot to finish off that show, and I had to really pay attention because it's a really intense show, so I didn't get a lot of Puzzle Quest in. And I'm not sure it was worth it. At the end of that show, I went, what happened? It's over. I get that, but whatever.
Non-satisfying ending, huh?
No. It's just all confusing. But in any case, I'm a little behind for this one.
That's fair, and I think I'm starting to finally feel the effects of not having a smartphone sooner in my life. And starting this game out on Steam and then getting past the point of no return and now I'm trapped on Steam.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with Steam, but in
it's
this
just
particular
not portable.
Right. Curses. Doomed to a life of mediocrity.
I do love Steam because it gives me Civ 6, so I can't argue with that. But there you go.
Okay.
All right. What's new in the news? Things are new. Shield clearance levels and ranks have new maximums. So as promised, Hi-Fi put out a blurge from Anthony over at Demiurge. Starting with Enemy of the State, clearance level 8 will now be available. And your minimum level to enter level 8 will be shield rank 52. And in starting with today's patch, the highest shield rank you can achieve will be up from 100 to 125. The amount of ISO 8 given when reaching shield rank 100 has been decreased from 100,000 to 52,000, and shield rank 125 now has that increased ISO 8 reward. Players who had already achieved rank 100 get to keep that ISO bonus. So, sad for me, because I did not even close.
Congratulations.
what else we got? Oh, R112. Holy smokes. Strap on your boots. There's more patches here than you can shake a stick at. Are your boots strapped?
No, but go ahead.
You might lose your boots. All right. Holy smokes. Here we go. This I kind of like. Characters can be filtered by their rarity on the roster screen. That should make it easier to find people.
Yeah, this is true. I don't know, though. There's still a lot of 3 stars. There are a lot of 4 stars. I don't know what levels they are. Maybe. We'll see.
Well, I know, like, I'm looking for someone now, and, like, if it's a 4-star that I haven't really put too much into, I have to go buy all my championed, like, 3 stars to get down right to the 4-star. So it'll be nice to just say, no, I know it's a 4-star. Let me hop ahead.
You skipped the clue for the next character.
We know who the next character is.
I just wanted you to read it.
Strange things are coming to Marvel Puzzle Quest in a special new event that we'll name.
I wonder who that could be.
That we have the name of that I'll tell you later.
You know what would be strange is if it was Dazzler.
That would be the ultimate freak out. If that happens, I'll poop myself. That would be bad times. But here's what I thought was weird, and I'm not sure I like it. Difficulty indicator has been removed from missions.
Yeah, I wonder why. I'm curious about that change.
I don't think I like it.
No, I nope. I don't know. You know, like at the top of the mission when you click on it in PvE, it'll tell you easy. Trivial, easy, medium. Why would you get rid of that?
Mr. Horse, tell me, what do you think about that change?
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't know. I don't get it. There was some talk, I think, that giving you that descriptor, your the good old consider command, maybe it was not returning the proper information. If you know what consider means, you are way too old, and you wasted way too much time on the internet.
When you were not quite that old.
Oh, man. I make myself laugh some days. I think I've typed that command a million times.
Yeah. Maybe not a million.
Well, I aliased it, obviously, but I just made it C. But still. Alright, when here's another one that makes you sad. And I don't like this one either. When redeeming a vault token, the icon on the vault no longer cycles animations between available pulls.
Ugh.
Why not?
Ugh. I mean,
it's the anticipation factor is a nice build-up.
It really is, and it gives you
false hope.
Absolutely unjustified hope.
Yeah.
Like, alright, let's say I open a vault token now. And I get a moonstone. I'm like, all right, whatever. And I just move on and go play the game or do something else with my time. Before, I would click stop and I would see ISO, then Peggy Carter. Oh, and then it ended on moonstone.
Right.
And I'd be like, I gotta pull the handle on that one armed bandit one more time because I'm so close to the jackpot. Now I just, who cares? Just give me the prize and move on. I don't got time to look at 3 animations.
Yeah. I would like to know why, what the reasoning was behind it. I never did that. I always just, whenever I went to the vault, I immediately went click, 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 give it to me.
Oh, no, I needed to, that ruins all my superstitions.
Sure.
Right.
The order in which I opened them was all based on, you know, the number of cycles, not the actual pictures I was seeing, but, you know, I would always, you know, click on, like, the 23rd cycle, and then the 7th cycle. And then 42nd cycle, and then on the 2nd cycle.
Wow.
Now I just
That's crazy.
Click. Yeah. I got problems, dude.
I just like to give myself the anticipation factor of watching it blink for a while and go, come on, you know, come on, baby, come on. Oh, yeah,
and
black.
Then, like, sometimes I wait too long and it's crushing because there's, like, that one cover you see and then it flashes by and you're like, no, yeah. I missed it. I should have pushed sooner.
Yeah,
oh,
if
it was so
if
good.
If I'd have pushed 1 second sooner, I'd have got the good thing.
Right.
Yeah.
They're all gone. Gone.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that none of that superstition is true, but I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
No, they've said before it was completely random, but still, the buildup was nice. It was fun.
Yeah, I can see that. It's the gambler in you.
Yeah.
I got it.
I like gambling. It's a good time. All right. 1 stars can now be gifted to Facebook friends again. Yeah, all right. 100 ISO. That's nice. Here's one that I just found odd. Change the sound that plays when gaining XP. So I got to ask, what was the sound that played when you gained XP?
I actually have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
I play with the sound on virtually all the time, and I have no idea what the sound was.
Yeah, I play with it off, and I have no idea. I've heard it played on, you know, when I come to visit you guys. The only sound that I'm aware that the game makes is my son going, BLAM!
Yeah, that is the best part.
When you gain ISO, when you make a match, when you fire a power.
That was also my favorite part. That was a lot of fun.
That was it. So apparently it will no longer go, BLAM! It'll make some sort of ISO noise or some XP noise.
All right, a blank screen is no longer seen after earning a character from a comic pack. That's good. This one I find weird. Players without characters are not given the option to send characters as team-ups. Well, how are you even playing this game if you don't have any characters? You start out with one.
It's true. I don't know.
Look at my misses.
Yeah, I have no idea what it. Did you miss another one, by the way? I don't know what that one was, but there was another one.
Oh, yeah.
Did I just completely miss it?
Nope, I totally skipped over it because I
okay.
read ahead. Sorry. Players who do not have a versus name will now be able to gain XP for rostering new characters.
And I'm not sure what that means. Can someone explain that to me?
Well, now you have to be a shield level something-something before you're allowed to play in versus.
Okay, right.
So I think until you got to that level, you somehow weren't gaining XP for rostering new characters, which would have slowed down your being able to get to that level.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm assuming that's what that means. What else we got? The promote to champion button is now visible when viewing a character in the training screen. That's nice. I don't know that any of us use the training screen all that often. But there you go.
I used to use it a lot more than I do. I almost always go to the roster screen now.
Yeah, I do too. Ian, you use the training button?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. It took me a minute. I was like, I don't know what he's saying. I don't know what's even going on here. Yes, I very much use the training button.
Okay.
I'm not sure when I stopped using it, but I stopped using it a while back for no really decent reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
I just did everything through the roster, but... That could be handy.
Yeah. Mm. Fix the visual bug. The event progress bar for Deadpool Daily will now increase if players only complete the That Guy from That Place mission. All right.
Please say that again.
It says the event progress bar for your Deadpool Daily will now increase if players only complete the That Guy from That Place mission.
I did not know that there was an event progress bar. What is the... Someone explain
to me
what that is.
That XP bar goes across when you finish one of the missions. You know, like, the one-star one's worth a few hundred points. The next one's worth...
Yeah.
Almost. I guess if you only did That Guy from That Place, it didn't go anywhere.
Oh. I thought you got a couple thousand moves from That Guy from That Place.
Yeah.
Wait, which one's that?
That's the required one.
Is that the first one? Or is that the required one?
Isn't that... I don't know.
No, that one's that required character, isn't it?
Oh, right.
Yeah, the first one. The one-star one.
Oh, see,
is That Guy from That Place.
I always do that one third, so I guess I've never noticed this.
Hmm. Yeah, I thought it moved you a very small amount, but I didn't know it didn't move you at all.
Well, it used to only... If that was the first fight, the first one-star fight, it used to only give you, what, 149 points?
Something like that, yeah.
Which only does less than... It's less than 1%.
Right.
Now doesn't it give you, like, 300 and some points?
You get more points from that? I thought it was back to the way it always was.
Okay, I haven't been paying that much attention.
I also, we've already established this. I would stick with your theory.
I mean, I paid no attention to that, so I really couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I always try and complete all 5 fights, so I really don't care how much each one gives
me.
I only care that I get all of it. But I thought for a while it was giving you, like, 340 some now, so it was giving you more than 1%, so it was moving the bar a little. I don't know.
I believe you.
I reached the end of my information.
All right. Players no longer lose their legendary token when Puzzle Quest is removed from the device's memory after purchasing VIP.
Ooh.
That sounds like a bad bug if you were a VIP player and you then quit the game.
Yeah, I don't like that phrase, lose their legendary token.
Yeah. Fixed a rare, I don't know what this edge case, where players were unable to send team-ups to players. I don't know what it means by edge case. I don't know. Because all the rest of them say this. Fix the rare edge case where players saw incorrect event descriptions. Fix the rare edge case where the disconnect from Facebook button was displayed when you weren't connected to Facebook. Fix the rare edge case where alliance functions were not available when joining an alliance. I don't know. Fringe?
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're called edge cases to help promote the new Blade character.
Character changes. Battery Man's recharge power only displays a banner the first time in a turn.
Yay.
Jessica Drew's Secret Redemption no longer shows the animation after the player's turn. I haven't seen that because I haven't gotten to use her, so... Powers that move tiles will always move the correct amount of tiles. Good? That sounds like a win.
I have to say, I don't sit there and count them, so...
I just wait for that power to get done so I can move on with my game, because they always take way too long. Powers that target random opponents will no longer target airborne characters, so... Thank God we got another patch with an airborne bug.
I actually thought we had read that one before.
We probably have. The airborne thing breaks constantly. During a tile match cascade, Electra's Shadow Step will activate immediately when the trap is matched by the opponent instead of at the end. That will be nice.
That's good.
Because, man, yeah. I hate it when, like, the whole board clears and nothing's happened yet. And then you get Shadow Step, Shadow Step, Shadow Step, Shadow Step, Shadow Step. Maybe that's just me. Alright, powers that target random characters no longer display immune on characters that cannot be stunned in battle. I kind of like the fact that it reminded me that someone was immune. Maybe.
I don't know. Does that mean if it's randomly picking the target that happens to be immune, it won't display immune? Or
I think that's what
the
saying.
Immune was popping up when it was hitting anyone.
I think it's when it hit the immune person, it would come up and say immune. Maybe not. Maybe it was happening no matter what. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd remove that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, there's a note here at the bottom. The dev team has removed the mission difficulty indicator because they believe it's no longer an accurate representation of the difficulty. Like I said, con was broken.
Yeah.
They would like feedback on what difficulty feels like from players as they find a better way to display that information on each mission. So I guess write down how easy or hard a mission was for you? I don't know. Game board fixes. Cascades no longer prevent some passive powers from activating. That sounds good. Tiles that cannot be matched are now taken into account when the game detects if there aren't any valid matches. That's a good fix. And then we're back to the rare edges. Fix the rare edge case where tile match cascades were not generating AP or dealing damage.
Whoa.
That's a good fix. And then fix the rare edge case where battles sometimes restarted instead of completing. I'm glad I've never run into that one.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because, man, that sounds like really disheartening. Hey, I'm a winner!
You won, dude.
Oh, I'm not a winner.
Do it again.
You have to play that thing 7 times then. It's crazy. Hey, we'll throw this out there. We talked about Blade last week. All of the details are now on the D3 forum for all of the sundry details on the powers of here's they do this much, X much damage now. I'm not going to go through them all again. And in a weird side note, they posted an article on Variety.com detailing all the Doctor Strange things and things they tell us is on November 3rd. Doctor Strange and his enemy, Caecilius? Let's go with that.
Yes.
Join the game. New event, Strange Sight, which will challenge players as Doctor Strange to teleport to 3 unique locations and battle different enemies. The order in which the player teleports to the 3 locations affect the story and will encourage you to try multiple paths. That sounds cool. I'm down for that.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I'm very much looking forward. I'm very much looking forward to the Doctor Strange event. I mean, not just Doctor Strange, but a new storyline.
Yeah, absolutely. New storylines are always fun. Uh-huh. They're usually very well written. Did we hear anything about his potential powers or power level?
I have not seen any. There's going to be 2 Doctor Stranges.
Oh, what?
There's going to be a 3-star and a 5-star Doctor Strange.
Oh, snap. No way.
What?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. I thought you knew.
How
this.
Sure are you?
It was discussed in a interview at New York Comic Con.
The same interview where they told you there's definitely going to be a Dazzler?
No, a separate interview where they were actually,
yeah.
You know...
Well, I'm going to get ready for my 3-star Strange then. Hold on.
That almost sounds dirty.
Dude. Come on now. It's not that kind of show. We're talking about Marvel Puzzle Quest here. That seems... just preposterous to suggest that they're going to release 2 Doctor Stranges simultaneously and that they're going to break their no more 3-stars rule.
They are. The 3-star version is going to be a movie version Doctor Strange. The 5-star version is going to be classic, you know, comic book Doctor Strange.
That is incredible, and I still am only like 70% believing you.
Yeah, I'm not even that high, and I'm pumped.
Sounds cool, right?
It does sound cool.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. I need verification, though.
Absolutely.
If you do a search for the New York Comic Con interview.
I'm going to need better
verification.
Yeah, it
seems unlikely.
Yeah, and I'm not going to do that search. All I want to know is how many shield, how many protect tiles, and how large they will be when I cast Eye of Agamotto.
Yeah, you would think it should be pretty good, right?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, so speaking of Eye of Agamotto, I saw something that was incredibly disappointing. And, well, I'm thinking it's probably not true. But there was an interview with, and I'm just going to chalk it up to the interviewer doesn't know what she's talking about, because it really seemed like she didn't know what she was talking about. That they were guessing that the Eye of Agamotto from the Doctor Strange movie was going to be one of the Infinity Gems.
Oh, don't do that.
That was exactly my reaction.
Oh, it sounds completely plausible in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because they're trying to tie them all together to have Thanos have some reason to come to Earth. Because he's already going to go rip Vision's head apart.
Sure.
Man, no. Boy, Ray, you just ruined the whole movie for me.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
I didn't know about this dumb plan until right now.
Somebody fire that director.
But... that director is fired.
Well, we don't know. I'm still chalking it up to the interviewer doesn't know what she's talking about. But.
All right. If anyone out there in Discord's listening to this and chime in, this is sad news. You can't make the eye an Infinity Stone. That's just silly.
I guess what catches me off guard, and I don't take into consideration new people coming on board at this point, but I felt like we've traveled far enough and deep enough into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They don't have to just continue to just spoon feed us these terrible, obvious details that don't need to be there, and we can get to Infinity Wars without forcing nonsense like this. But man,
well, they got to give you one Infinity Stone per movie, right? So they get you geared up. That look, here's another one. Look, here's one more.
No, the Eye of Agamotto is magic. It's not a cosmic power.
Yes, I'm on board.
We're just going to keep making that sound over and over again.
That made me super sad when you told me that. Like, oh man, I think
I'm out of a coma, so that helped. Thanks,
Ray. That was good.
I'm not staring listlessly at the cold concrete floor beneath me.
Apparently, that caffeine from that pop finally kicked in.
I guess.
Or did you get a caffeine-free pop?
I did have a caffeine-free pop.
I'm going to hope that both of these pieces of information, well, I'm going to hope one is incorrect and the other is correct, because I would like 2 Doctor Stranges. I would like another 3-star. I think that whole concept I'm on board with. I still don't believe it, but I'm hoping, I'm going the other way with this Infinity Stone. I'm hoping it's not true whatsoever.
Listen to me now.
And I don't believe
it.
Yeah, I don't know if I can handle that much. But they have 40. 40 is very symmetrical.
Well, it's a nice. Tell us 41.
No, not 41. That's
no. I'm okay with 41, because that means it's so asymmetrical. They're going to have to continue to add more, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, if they do 42 and give us another 3-star, then I could live.
Yeah, confirm 3-star Rhino.
I'm perfectly okay with that as well.
I'm confused by that, but I'm okay with it.
I mean, if
Rhino
gonna...
never gets enough respect.
He doesn't deserve any.
What?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Rhino. Come on. It's not like, man, I was watching Gotham this week, and this season, the last few episodes have all been about the Mad Hatter. And I'm like, oh, why are you still a character, Mad Hatter? So dumb. Like, I mean, you know, DC has a lot of lame villains. Come on, the Mad Hatter.
Well, Gordon's just a dude.
Yeah.
If his villains are more than just other dudes, he's in a bad way.
That's true. But, well, Mad Hatter.
If Brainiac shows up to fight Commissioner Gordon, things don't go well.
Good point. Speaking of Brainiac, which gets me to Superman. So, did anybody watch Comic Book Men this week?
I did.
The fact that Walter's dream was to go and smell Action Comics number 1 was very strange. He didn't want to hold it. He just wanted to inhale it.
Well, he knew he wasn't worthy to hold it.
Yeah.
Right. Plus, that's a really unique experience.
So, thing I didn't know, there's a whole museum full of comic books in Baltimore. How have I not been to this place?
I don't know.
I'm totally going next time I go down to Baltimore. And when this guy, apparently the guy who made the museum, owns the only comic book distribution company in the world, apparently. He owns Diamond Comics.
Oh, Diamond Comics has a museum down there?
They do. So this guy had all the comics, and he showed up, and he opened up Diamond, or, you know, Action Comics number one, and let Walter smell it.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Yeah. Which I thought was extra interesting is when, do you remember when that came out? Late 30s, right? Pre-World War II,
ooh,
right?
I think so.
But, so he opened it up to the center, like the center fold, right? The center's spine, I don't know, whatever, you know. Equal number of pages on both sides.
Yes.
The pages that were on the screen were talking about the strategy in Southeast, like, Asia.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was like pre-World War II, like, propaganda on, you know, what we're going to do in the Pacific Theater.
Sure, you got to watch out for French Indochina.
That's true.
Yeah, it was 1938.
Things are always chaotic over there.
So it was just an interesting little side bit for me.
As another side note, did you hear how much it sold for when it sold in 2014?
I do not know. A lot of dollars.
Want to take a guess?
2.3 million.
Oh, that's a lot of dollars.
Yeah.
I was thinking
that's too much.
200,000.
How about 3.2 million?
What?
Oh, dyslexia strikes again.
$3.2 million.
Woof. Man, I do not like Superman that much.
I don't know, but if this was The Price is Right, I just got myself a brand new Action Comics number one. Suck it, Craig.
And the last famous owner was involved in the transaction. I don't know if he bought it or sold it. I think he sold it, but I can't confirm that right now. Was Nicolas Cage.
Really?
No way!
Yep.
This transaction is all the earmarks of a classic Nicolas Cage transaction. Overpriced comics. Shady deals in the back room.
Hanging out in Baltimore.
Yeah.
How do I not own this comic?
Man, Nick Cage does love his comics. You gotta give him that. Wow. Okay, well, that derailed quickly.
Yeah, it did. Sorry.
Almost completely.
Yeah, you guys are the worst. The worst. Hey, Ray, what's in that mailbag?
So we had a lot of comments this week, and I'm going to start by addressing some of the more negative ones.
Oh,
but I'm not going to address it.
The hell with
them. I'm not going to address them individually. I'm just going to say that while reading this, I had a few things that I wanted to express. First, everyone has their own opinions about everything, whether a character is good, that character is the worst. Sometimes the comments that we make are based on our experience of the game. Sometimes they're based on the comic book character. Other times we just say things about them for humor value. And sometimes we just comment because we're self-deprecating or want to rag on one of our co-hosts.
Or blatant just guessing and no information
of any
kind.
And, you know, maybe people don't get the humor that we're throwing in, or maybe you think we don't take the game seriously enough, but we don't. It's a game. So, like one character said, maybe this podcast isn't for you. So, sorry, but that's the case. And in response to some negativity about us not asking the devs hard questions, maybe you've never done a show or done an interview, but let me explain a little bit. Before we do a show, sometimes the interviewer, the interviewee sets up things in place that we're just not going to talk about, questions that we're not going to address. So in that case, we avoid those questions so as to not cause tension during the show. And we're just here to provide a lighthearted show to look at a game that we all enjoy.
And we want the guests back.
Right, and we're not looking to jerk around the people who work hard on this game, whether you believe that they work hard or not. We like what they've done with the game, and the things we don't like, we let them know about, but we do it in a polite way. So, in any case, I'm just going to assume that people were frustrated after the Boss Rush event and wanted to vent, so I'm just going to leave it there. And for everyone else who posted positive feedback, you're very welcome. We just don't intend on letting some negativity drag down the show.
Hey, all I know is that if anyone has a grievance with the developers of this game, it's me, because I still don't have that.
That is such a lame point.
I almost get through it.
So, like I said, that's where I'm leaving it. However, there was a post by Aestheticist on the D3 forum answering Ian your question about murking. Did you take a look at that?
Did
you see it?
I did. I don't read nothing about nothing. Tell me more.
His response was, the Alliance itself gets nothing. The commander gets nothing. There's no donations or anything, although he sounds a little interested in that. But he says it's all about what the players get. If there's a place for a new player, so the Alliance, the Merc Alliance, is a place for the player to park their in a roster while they grow, or for a vet to take a break and still collect some Alliance rewards and daily Alliance ISO. So whenever someone chooses to play an event hard, they just try and find them a placement that fits, and the Alliance is there for like a fallback spot when you don't feel like really pushing yourself.
Wow.
He goes into a little bit more detail than that, but that was my summary.
Yeah, I'll take a too long didn't read version. And if I need to read more, I definitely will. That's awesome. That's definitely taking the game and community to a new level in my mind. So thanks for that response, and thank you for doing what you do.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the whole idea of murking, I often wondered about what the purpose of the murking alliance was, but now, like, yeah, it makes sense. So next comment, I have to include this. Leonard said that unless Norm MacDonald is telling gambling stories, no one should listen to Sports Talk Radio.
Untrue. Untrue. And again, it's not talk radio, but there is nothing better on television right now than Highly Questionable. You should all check it out.
There's no way that's true.
That show is solid gold.
That is possibly true.
Right.
The first part of the comment is 100% false.
Yeah, I don't know. Most TV sucks nowadays.
Also true. However...
Leonard also said that he wanted to, well, he mentioned some things about Melonhead. He says, screw Infinite, and you should just see that every build of Professor X is great. And in that note, I said that I was going to rebuild my Professor X, and I did. And yeah, man, those special tiles.
Yeah, they add up,
they're something else. Yeah. He and some other people also mentioned that our quote that War Machine is the new Cho. He said that it was the most hurtful thing that we've ever said on the show.
Sorry, every time I play War Machine, that's how I feel when I'm like, oh, nothing's happening.
I do think we qualified it a little bit as, look, this is just how we feel because of the animation / countdown tile situation. I'm not saying he's the worst 4-star, but I'm just not happy with him. I guess that's where...
Guns, rocket missiles, machine guns! They will get to you in 5 minutes! What? I'll just sidestep over here then. I'll just get out of the way.
Jordan from Jersey commented that his sister says to tell us that according to the movie, the man in the yellow hat is an anthropologist and works in a museum.
Huh.
I like my version way better.
Yours makes more sense because, again, I don't know which movie, you know, because I know he does a lot of things like that. And I know he does a lot of work with Professor Wiseman, but I didn't know that he was, you know, the way I've seen him handle fossils with just this devil may care attitude, it just doesn't add up.
Well, wasn't there a live action movie starring Ferris Bueller?
Oh, there. No, it was starring Will Ferrell.
Really?
I think he was the man in the yellow hat.
Oh.
Now that you've said that aloud, and I wasn't sure if it was a live action movie or one of like the 3 or 4 animated features.
Hold on, I am off to IMDb right this very second.
All right.
Okay.
But yeah, all right. That's fair. I mean,
God, why haven't I seen this movie?
Because it's a live-action version.
No, Ian, you don't understand. Why haven't I seen this movie?
Because Dazzler's in it? I don't know where you're going with this.
All right, it is Will Ferrell. Female lead?
Are you serious?
The most beautiful actress of all mother freaking time. Holy smokes, I need to go out and rent this movie.
You need to reevaluate...
$2.99 on Amazon Video.
...your opinion of said actress... if her career has led her to Curious George, the live-action feature.
Man.
Zing.
Yeah, well, Will Ferrell was in it. I mean, he's made dollars.
Yeah. You know, you gotta... paychecks are important.
I can't believe she's in that movie. How have I not seen this movie?
Why am I not this movie? Shut up, that
would
Nick.
That'd be a great twist if Craig was actually talking about Nicolas Cage.
Man.
So we got a lot of feedback as well about Flapton and our unwillingness
Still
to
sucks.
Use.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm not saying nobody should call him that. Go ahead, call him that. I'm just not. I'm going to call him Captain Falcon or Falcon America.
Yeah. I like that level. I've got to support your level of diplomacy. I'm with you. I'm not here to tell other people what to do or how to live their life, but I do not approve of Flapton.
Yeah.
I don't. No,
gets a big thumbs down from this guy.
It's got a wah, wah, and a Again, who's funnier than Kristen Wiig? Everyone. Everyone is funnier than Kristen Wiig.
Onward and upward, Grinch McScrooge said that Craig is living in a glass house throwing stones at Hi-Fi's Bad Clues.
Ah, that was a sweet burn.
It was. It was awesome. Then he followed it up by suggesting a team of Peggy, the new Star-Lord, and Hood, thinking that that might work. I have no idea. I can't try it out. Maybe somebody should.
Yeah,
maybe
somebody should let us know. You know, change the powers number. Hood's changed the power numbers. Peggy's changed the numbers powers. That's a lot of changing the cost of powers.
Hood does not affect the cost of powers.
What's that?
Sorry?
The Hood does not affect the cost of powers.
He just gives you AP.
He steals AP, right?
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well,
and he reduces the countdowns, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say
he doesn't reduce power costs.
Well, but he's stealing their AP, which makes it even harder for them to get powers off because Peggy's making their things more expensive.
Absolutely. I didn't say it wouldn't be. You just said that he did something that he didn't. That's all I was saying. Yeah. I agree that those three together could be fun and effective.
Fine, just fine.
Although I'm not sure that you want Hood decreasing the countdown of Star-Lord's countdown tiles, but...
Well, don't they blow up now?
Oh, yeah, I guess they do. But when it's out there, it reduces AP cost, right?
I thought that's the one they changed.
Oh, is it? Nah, I'll shut up then. All right. I sit corrected.
That's not happened yet, right? I don't think that change has gone into effect.
Oh.
I don't know. I've just been pounding that current
event. Yellow is now the passive. No, it doesn't make countdowns. When enemy uses a power, place a 3-turn countdown tile. When on the board, all friendly powers are reduced by 2. So that's reducing your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
see,
you don't want
see?
That to go away. I agree. Yeah. Yeah. You're correct. Yeah, see? Yeah, right? Yeah, see? Put a bullet in his head, see?
Grinch McScrooge also mentioned that he didn't get our clue from last week, and he questioned, I think he was the one that questioned whether venomous and poisonous is, you know, saying that it was different. But in any case, I explained that it was part of the Alice Cooper song, and he said that his Alice Cooper foo is weak, and he thanked me for the explanation. He also said, and I love this, that his brain shut down during our duet at the end, so he couldn't comprehend the words to what we were singing.
I will give him total kudos for that and say that the same thing happened to me both times. Like, when they read the clue together the first time, the two of them, like, I can't see them, but I assume they both lit up and just started singing, and then they continued to sing the entire song. I couldn't put it. They had to explain it to me, and I still couldn't put it together. And then I listened to the song, and I was like, "I've heard that song probably 100 times in my life. I don't know why I was so far from where you guys were lyrically." But
yeah, I mean, you should have heard that song a zillion times because you owned a store with a guy who was super into Alice Cooper.
Yeah, he was into other stuff at that point. I wish that had been, like, the hardships that I had there. He'd gone way off the rails at that point.
if BCS 107 is out there listening, shout out to you.
I'm going to think, no, probably not.
He's probably not listening. I would have to assume not, but there you go.
So are you paying any attention to the Discord? Because there's, I don't know, there's stuff going on. I don't know if they're talking about us.
They are not. They are talking about loading screens, clearance levels, and things that have nothing to do with this guy, so I completely lost interest.
Yeah, hey, as long as they're having fun.
Yeah. In their defense, that is a pretty dope loading screen.
It is. It's awesome.
Yeah.
We totally skipped that. Hey, that new loading screen? It's awesome. It's like wicked awesome.
It really is.
Since Demiurge is in Bastion, we'll give it
to
wicked
awesome.
Thanks,
Marky Mark. So FAHQ 1977 on Reddit had a really interesting pitch for Professor X build. Basically comes off with, the way I read it is, Professor X is just awesome. Build him however you want and just play him accordingly, and he will kick a lot of butt for you.
Yeah.
But if you want to check it out, it's too much to get into. But he has a theory for keeping him at level 170 or under, and then more information about keeping him, championing him or keeping him above 170, why it works. And, like, take a look at it. D-Wing Illinois said that New Blade is D3's way of making players snap out of their Cumberbatch-induced hyper-focus on the inevitability that is Doctor Strange.
All right.
So, everyone was looking for Doctor Strange. No one was expecting a Blade.
Yeah.
And I have to read this, even though part of me doesn't want to. Greg said he was too old for Cabbage Patch Kids, and yet he somehow envisions that he will never be able to, never be too old to do the Cabbage Patch.
Oh, that's I think I'm too old now.
Yeah, I've never seen Craig do that, and I'm okay with that.
Never cabbage patched.
So there you go. That was the last of the comment.
Huzzah, out of mail. All right. Hey, it's time for the thing, Ian.
That segue was terrible.
It's the feature character of the week.
Feature character of the week.
This week brought to you by Soot Entry Maces. Hey, you need a way to break into the Ecuadorian embassy to quiet Assange? Use a Soot Entry Mace. The preferred entry mace of illicit state activities everywhere. Soot Entry Mace.
I'm genuinely confused. Like, I don't know. Well, I don't know what you're envisioning by a Soot Entry Mace.
Well,
is it a mace made of soot?
No, the company's name is Soot, and it's a mace that you use to break into buildings. It's an entry mace.
Oh, not like the brand name. I was expecting
the brand name is Soot.
No, I was expecting a brand name, like the brand name is Mace.
No.
Like when you kick down a door and you don't want to necessarily murder all the perps inside, you just spray them with entry mace.
This is the beginner level mace. It's not too stinging on the eyes, just a little bit.
Well, no.
It's
not like
a Diet Coke mace?
For the purpose of breaching a room.
Oh. No, this is an actual physical mace that you use to break down a door.
Oh, okay. One of those.
Yeah.
Like a stick with a spiky ball at the end.
Sure. Just like that.
Those are breakdown door kind of things?
Yes.
That seems like an ineffective way to break down a door.
Depends how hard you swing it.
They're too small.
Not if you hit right on the, the latch.
I suppose. well.
Sounds like you're still digging a hole. I don't know.
I think so. It's really, I'll tell you someone who doesn't need a soot entry mace to break down a door.
Who's that?
You guessed it. Venom.
Oh,
our favorite character of the week.
I didn't know he was the character of the week. I didn't get that clue at all.
Well, you should have listened to the great duet by my co-host at the end of last show. It would have been clear as day. So I'm on board for this Venom character, because not only does he have an exciting new comic book coming out here at the end of November, but his powers are all nice and straightforward. So hopefully I'll be able to explain them to you with minimal stumbling. He is a green, black, and yellow character. His first power is Symbiotic Fury. It costs 13 green AP. Let's see, Venom deals 155 damage, then destroys a random tile for each enemy special tile on the board. This power costs one less for each enemy special tile, minimum of 7. The damage for this increases all the way up to 3,316 at his max level. All right, his next ability is called Give and Take. It's passive. It's black. Enemy protect tiles, strength, are reduced by 25%, but enemy attack tiles' strength are increased by 20%. And as he increases in levels, here's how the percentages shift. Enemy protect tiles reduced by 30, attack increased by 20. Reduced by 35, increased by 20. Reduced by 45, increased by 10. Reduced by 60. Enemy attack tiles increased by 0. All right. And finally, Lethal Protector. It costs you 9 yellow AP. Venom deals 1,032 damage and creates 2 strength 27, enemy protect tiles. That part never changes, and the damage goes up to max level. He is doing 6,569 damage, creating two strength. Oh, they do go up when you get to the max levels, but they're usually 27, but they're 54. Two strength 54 enemy protect tiles at level 5 maximum damage. Now, I would say, here's my thoughts, what little bit I know about Venom. Probably don't have him beyond the Pooh House. That's like best case scenario. I think I might have one cover of him. That is the more likely scenario. My first thought would be that he'd be a 5-3-5, only because while the middle power seems excellent, for it to be effective in any way, you're relying on the enemy to generate tiles. I mean, I guess it could help offset the use of Lethal Protector, but meh. It only creates two protect tiles with Lethal Protector. You're going to punch through most of that protected damage anyway, and you'll likely be able to match it away. I don't know. Other than that, maybe, again, I'm looking at green here. Seems a little underwhelming. I mean, 3,000 potential points of damage for 7 green is you know, very cost efficient, but it seems like an underwhelming amount of damage. So it's hard to say.
Yeah, it costs a lot more if there's no enemy tiles on board.
Right.
So I completely agree with that. That being said, I have zero give and take.
Okay.
I have him at a 5-0-4, so I haven't experienced what that power actually, you know, I haven't experienced it firsthand.
Me neither. I feel like, but for give and take to, not surprisingly, be its maximum effectiveness, you've got to take that up to a level 5.
Right.
But I mean, you know, if they're not the type of enemy that puts out attack tiles, then you're not in any peril at all, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I have him at 5-3-2. Okay. I don't know. Sometimes he likes to hang out with Carnage and Mr. Fantastic.
I can definitely see that with Carnage, and I don't know how the colors overlap with them.
Carnage is red, green. Is he also black?
I think so. Red, green, and black. And Mr. Fantastic is black, yellow, and blue.
Yeah.
Interesting, though. I mean, it definitely would make their powers come into play more. Because you've got Mr. Fantastic with all the shield tiles, you've got Venom with the shield tiles, you've got all those attack tiles from Carnage.
Right, and there'll be plenty of enemy special tiles to reduce the cost of Symbiotic Fury.
If you can get Fantastic to tank, because then he'll just keep getting healed from matches happening.
Right.
Kind of works. I don't know. Venom's not great in my limited use of him. He's just kind of okay.
From some of what I've read over the past week, I get the impression that Venom is definitely on the lower end scale of the 4-star characters. Sorry, I was in looking at the powers and I kept hitting the back button and I hit it too far and it turned into the, hey, do you want to sell this character button?
No, thank you.
Oops.
Yeah, not especially. Yeah, he doesn't strike me as necessarily a top tier guy, but he's definitely a nice middle-of-the-road character. As always, I'll learn more next episode. Potentially.
When everybody tells us why we're wrong.
That's how I learn.
I just don't see him ever getting all that great.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, maybe I'm missing something.
Yeah,
but
maybe there's some synergy with a character that I'm just not thinking of. But that's all I know about, you guessed it, Venom, our featured character of the week, brought to you by Soot Entry Maces. Still to be determined what that company manufactures.
All I know is that since they used one, no one's heard a peep out of Julian Assange. He is gone. Gone from the internet.
Is he?
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh.
He did.
All right. Did it...
I disbelieve.
I don't... It wasn't... when he's dead, wasn't everything from WikiLeaks supposed to be published instantly?
Yep.
Did that happen?
Nope.
Oh, he's probably fine then.
But the people of WikiLeaks are gotten... They're not really publishing anything anymore. They won't,
no, but
they won't
I was
sign
under
anything
the,
with their PGP key anymore.
Right. I was under the impression that he had established something where if he does not log into WikiLeaks once every 24 hours and insert some sort of special Assange code.
There was supposed to be a kill switch,
That everything was supposed to get dumped all at once.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Well, you know, once he was taken out by the super secret top spy, Pamela Anderson.
Barbed wire herself?
Yeah! She totally wrecked him. She beat him upside the head with a Soot Entry Mace.
That I would believe. That is the most plausible theory I've heard thus far.
Good times. All right. Anybody got anything exciting on the Vine?
I don't think so. I think my mine is boring, but I'll get there and tell you specifically. How about you guys?
I definitely do, and I have a big question.
Oh.
So here's, I currently have 12 things on the vine. Ooh. However, most of them are two-star covers for two stars that I have max championed. So they're going to be sold, and I'm going to start them over.
Right.
I'm just holding on to that because I'm looking to get this main question answered first. So I have, in just under 4 days, so 3 days, 20 hours, I have a Ghost Rider that's going to expire. I have Ghost Rider at 355, level 152. So at that level, it was going to cost 323,000 ISO to get him championed, which that seems like a straightforward thing until I tell you that I also have an Iceman cover and I'm getting an Iceman in my daily resupply here in 4 days. He is at a 535, so he's ready to be championed. But he's level 90, which means it's going to cost me 363,000 ISO in order to champion him. I currently have 254,000 ISO. So with the selling of my two stars, I can get one of them no problem.
Sure.
I'm getting real close to my next shield rank.
Right.
So that's going to give me some 30,000 ISO.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'm still going to need... So here's the thing. If I champion Ghost Rider... That's going to take away all my ISO right now. And with the ISO I have left, I'm still going to need to get 153,000 ISO in the next 10 days in order to champion Iceman.
Oh, you can right. do that.
In 10 days, 153,000 ISO.
Sure.
Sorry, you sound a little too easy at saying that. I'm pretty sure that's a trap.
Well, no, if you can sell off all these max two stars, there's a bonanza.
Nope, I'm already including the max two stars in that calculation.
Ah.
So I'm subtracting out the ISO that I have, the max two stars that I'm going to sell, and the 30,000 ISO that I'm going to get from ranking up.
Okay, I didn't realize you had already subtracted in all those two stars.
Have you?
Yeah, if I...
Do you have the time and the patience to sit down and open your 300 one-star covers? Or one-star tokens?
Hey, Ian.
Those are already included, Ian.
All right.
300 times zero equals this many.
So I have to decide in the next 3 days whether I'm championing Ghost Rider or not, because I want to champion Iceman.
Yeah, Iceman's the bomb.
Yeah.
And here's the other wrinkle. If I champion Ghost Rider, that makes my Carol Danvers combo with her and Cyclops and Ghost Rider, that means Ghost Rider's going to tank all the colors, and that team is useless to me.
Yeah, because she needs to take the beating.
Right. So the question is, do I just give Ghost Rider a pass?
Yes.
And leave him at the level he's at.
I'm kind of leaning that way. Because, yeah. Iceman is so devastating.
Right, it's a game question, I assume, because Ghost Rider is, you know, by far the superior character in every way, except for in Marvel Puzzle Quest.
I totally agree with that statement.
So,
What? You're dissing Bobby Drake?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember.
One of the original X-Men.
Eh.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was one of a group that was really cool altogether. And I would say that he was my least favorite of all of them.
Yeah.
No way. Scott is always everyone's least favorite.
Not true.
That is not true
Giant
at all.
Giant douche nozzle.
That is absolutely not accurate. Yep. He is definitely. Yep. If the original X-Men came together to form Voltron, Iceman would definitely be the right leg.
Is that the little kid or the fat guy?
At this point, I'm going to have to go with the little kid because he looks like
so.
A little kid.
But I thought it was the pink lion, to be honest. But
oh,
I could
I
be
certainly
mistaken.
Don't know that.
I don't know. Let me look up a picture of Voltron.
Yeah, I was
going to
say that
here.
Guy's more likely. Either way,
well, he was
I think
green.
You're just
going
right? to have to not get to enjoy a Ghost Rider champion and save up to champion Iceman when he is available.
All right, so the Voltron legs are the blue lion and the yellow lion.
I'm glad you're looking this up because nobody really cares.
See, I knew the blue lion was one of the legs. I don't know who that is, but yeah, definitely Iceman is the answer to your conundrum. That plus some patience.
So if you were going to tell me to go ahead and do both, my next argument was I'm going to be in California for a week and I'm not going to be able to play that much. So that 153,000 ISO seems further away than possible.
Sure.
So that's really pushing me toward just selling this Ghost Rider cover.
Yep, I fully understand and agree.
All right, there you go. Problem solved.
Yeah.
If you disagree with that, let us know, but it'll probably be too late.
Sorry, I got distracted by this 30-year anniversary die-cast light-up Voltron that's on the internet. Interactive light-up weapons.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Fully transformable lines unite to create Voltron.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, what am I looking at? Vine is not interesting. I've still got that 6 days left on that Steve Rogers cover. I think now that I've done I'm going to go look now that I've done the upgrade. I think he might give me Bucky now. So that'll take care of that. The other ones are just, he is. Okay, never mind. I no longer have a Steve Rogers cover on my Vine.
Are you the owner of a brand new Bucky cover?
I am the owner of a brand new Bucky cover for now. And now Bucky will be the owner of said cover. Now he is a whopping, I believe, 411. No, he is a 511.
Oh.
Man, woo. I can't be stopped with my precision shot.
it's very precise.
Either way, yeah, so my Vine is just some odd pairings of three stars. I've got a pair of Human Torches, a pair of Sentries, and a Colossus. Oh, and I still got that War Machine. I forgot to recruit a space for him. I'll get that done before he expires. So yeah, I've got a really dull Vine at the moment.
Yeah, mine's not exciting. I still got a Green Cho. I still got a Purple Star-Lord, just like every other week. And I've got two-star Human Torches, because I can't seem to... I got the green and the black, because I can't seem to get the red to get him finished again. Mm. He's a 255 right now, level 15. So as soon as I get one more red, I'll, you know, max him out again.
Sure. I'm really enjoying this two-star cycling thing.
Oh, buddy. It's an ISO maker. It's very exciting. Alright, so that's the Vine. Best reward of the week. Hey, guess who got some 5 stars this week? You'll never guess.
Suck it?
It was this guy! Just to make myself feel better about life, I opened up some classic tokens, spent some CP, and I got a Back in Black Spider-Man, and I got a Steve Rogers. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy for you.
My Back in Black is now a 2-1-2.
The last time I got a 5-star was on this show, so
that tells you how long it's been. I'm going to get one in about 2 minutes. You just wait.
See, I was going to say, I've totally gotten, like, I definitely am give it a thumbs down because there's a little bit of schadenfreude in me that likes to see Craig fail and tired of seeing Craig succeed. But as far as me, I'm good to not get 5 stars. My roster does not need 5 stars. I don't deserve 5 stars. It's only going to weigh me down. I need to continue. I want a champion of 4 star someday. So if I keep opening 4 star covers, that puts me one step closer.
You know what would put you even closer? If you opened all those 1 star tokens.
I guarantee would not a single 4 star will come out of those.
It's possible.
It is not.
It is possible. It's rare, but it's possible.
Will not happen. I'm not opening 300 covers. That just seems tedious.
But just think of all the ISO. Would somebody think of the ISO? shit up, Flanders.
So I went ahead and did Iceman because that's what my plan was going to be.
Okay. Good.
Sold.
That takes me up to 11. I have 11 nice. Champion 4 stars.
My reward of the week. Best reward of the week was probably that Winter Soldier cover I got just now.
No.
11 champion 4 stars. Man, Ray is plowing through the 4 star transition. Woo.
Trying. I only have one reward of the week that I really remember. It was a few days ago, a couple days ago. I opened a standard heroic token and a Janet Van Dyne came out. And it was pretty cool. It was my second Wasp cover. I was very happy.
That's pretty cool.
Thanks, Miley.
All right, y'all. Hey, let's open some tokens.
All right.
As always, brought to you by this guy. Shout out to our favorite sponsor, this guy.
Your favorite sponsor.
That's true. Is my favorite sponsor.
I like them all equally.
Yeah, that's what your mom told you to.
That's fair. That's what she should tell you.
No, she shouldn't. She should just be honest with you and tell you which kid's the favorite.
I, on the other hand, definitely prefer
Owen.
Soot's entry mace. Oh, and Owen, yeah. Well, obviously. Thought we were just ranking our sponsors.
Oh.
Yeah, I got he is definitely my most and least favorite kid all wrapped up into one. Alright. I'm gonna spend 20 command points to open up a classic legend 4-star character who will turn out to be Red Venom, or no, I'm sorry, Carnage is what I'm trying to say. Symbiote Scythes.
Mm, it's a strong power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
why we're here. Are people still hoarding legendary tokens?
Sort of. I have about 8 or so now.
Right, yeah, you still on the hoarding train?
I wouldn't say hoarding, but I am up to 8 as well now.
All right, I got 11.
Yeah, see, you suck. I mean, okay.
So, man, as soon as Strange hits that Latest Legends train, I'm going to mash that button a bunch of times.
Yeah. It's really strange how easily you talked us all into doing that.
Why? He's freaking Stephen Strange.
I know, and yeah. I've been asking for him for a long time, so yeah.
It's the Sorcerer Supreme. He got time for this mollywobble.
I am spending 20 command points because I can, and I'm getting a 4-star, and that 4-star is... Oh, that's nice. It is a Hammer and Anvil Green Ralk.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
I feel like you have him championed already.
That is correct. That takes him up to a 273. Nice. He is getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah. Man, that's a lot of Hulk.
Oh, he is. Yeah. If you didn't know, he's a monster.
Yeah, he's something. All right. I'm going to spend 20 right here. I'm going to click on this here Phoenix face. Pow. Oh, it's a sadly disappointing 4-star. It is a Hulkbuster Repulsor Punch.
Oh.
So useful, nice. But not exciting.
Right.
You have him championed? I don't remember who you have championed. Okay.
Oh, but it got me 50 hero points, so that was nice. That gets him up to level 275.
Nice.
It's not exciting, but useful nonetheless.
Yeah.
Oh, I did get my Quake championed, by the way. Quake and thing. I got them both done.
Wow.
So that's where some of those legendary tokens came from.
You'll have to play her some. Throw her in and see how it goes. Let
Why
us know.
Why would I want to do that, Ray?
Because I just asked you to, please.
Oh.
Because I don't have her anywhere near covered, so I'd kind of like to know how it works out.
Yeah, I'm going to have to investigate her some more, because the covers just fell how they fell. So it's 553 is what I have her at. I may need to change
Right, I don't know what's that. Appropriate, but that sounds cool. Isn't that five levels of Earthquake, 5 levels of Reduce AoE, and 3 levels of Blow Up some stuff?
Yeah, I actually think there's no reason for me to change it.
It might be.
Because the Blow Up Powers one does not generate AP. Blow up colors. So, yeah,
can
I think I'm going
to
leave it alone.
Some sort of clever 5x3. Cascade? Does it blow up enemy attack, strike, and protect in countdown tiles?
Let me read it here.
It can, yes,
now
absolutely.
Now we're cooking with gas.
It's random tiles of that color, so I'm assuming yes.
Okay.
It absolutely can.
Well, then, that just moved up in the world.
What, it's 5, and then level 4 takes it to 6, and level 5 takes it to 8.
Mm.
So I'm still not sure it's worth it, but... I mean,
it
depends
on
what your
tiles.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
Like I
said, if you're fighting, you know, like a Dokken or a Blade or somebody who's getting all their tiles out there. You know, if you could blow up all those red tiles all at once, that'd be handy. I'll give her a whirl. That's all I got. You got anything?
I don't know. I'm getting tired. I think I'm good. I got like 5 hours sleep last night. Give me a break.
Yeah, you're up playing Puzzle Quest all night. I know how it is. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
So you enjoy this show? And you're caught up on our back catalog? Why not check out the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com? It's got lots of great podcasts there to help you fill the time with other shows that you will enjoy, like the Longbox Heroes and Longbox Heroes After Dark, the Profane Arguments, the Prodigal Sons, the Prime Defectives, the Podvocacies, and the live YouTube hangout with Fresher and Parlance. Soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com. Please check out our fellow shows.
If you want to amuse me, so Leonard and Todd cover, you know, on their show, comic books, obviously, and they did reviews of TV shows based on comic books. So they covered Preacher, and they covered Outcast, and I said, hey, why no love for Lucifer? And they said, well, we just didn't get into it. So my answer is, hey, tell them to do Lucifer. It's a fun little show. It's a fun little comic. There you go.
Yeah, I got nothing. I have never seen or looked at either. So
it's interesting. It's a spinoff of Sandman. So Lucifer is real. He has come to L.A. He lives in L.A. Things happen. On the TV show version, he likes to hang out with a female detective and solve crimes while random supernatural things happen. Like other angels show up and his mother shows up. She breaks out of hell and shows up and it's good times.
Okay.
It seems like.
I think you lost me, but all right.
It's a fun show. Like, it's, you know, as long as you're not looking for something serious. I mean, the actor makes it fun. He's kind of quirky, and they write him really bad quips, and they're funny.
Yeah.
To me, they're funny, because I have a warped sense of humor.
Sure.
But that's just me.
Hey, I have a retraction.
Uh-oh.
So Nicolas Cage was not involved in the sale of that comic. He is an avid comic book collector and has the that comic, but it was stolen from him in 2000. He got insurance for the item, but then it was recovered in 2011. So that's where Nicolas Cage came in. He did own Action Comics number one, but he was not involved in the sale. So I just wanted to correct the statement.
And he does own it again.
It doesn't say that, but I believe so, since it said that it was confirmed that it had been his copy. So I have to imagine they returned it to him.
Right. I was worried. I thought we were going to have to start like a GoFundMe campaign to get him
another. Is this like the
Action Comics number one?
Is this like
one?
The glasses that McCoy bought Kirk for his birthday, and then that Kirk sold him back in time in 1980s San Francisco, because the beauty of it was that they were going to be a birthday present again in the future?
What?
I'm going to go with no.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're saying
it was
now.
His,
is this some sort of like
it was going to be his again?
Is this some sort of time travel version of like
yes.
Gift of the Magi, where he had
Star
to sell
Trek,
the glasses
so,
to buy Spock a present, and Spock sold whatever he was getting a present for?
No, they needed some spending money because they were trapped in 1980 San Francisco looking for the nuclear vessels in Alameda. Star Trek IV is one of the best ones. In fact, I would say it's the second best one. I think it's got a firm grip on the number two Star Trek movie of all time.
Did they go on a voyage?
They did.
Did they make it all the way home?
They did.
All right.
I would agree with your statement if you say original series Star Trek movie. I would definitely agree it is a solid second place in that genre. If you include The Next Generation, I'm out. I think
The Next Gen movies weren't that great. They were good.
No, I think they were done well. I think a lot better than there was.
Oh, those last couple were total turds.
They weren't great.
The one with the kids who needed the genetic modification all the time?
Oh, I blocked that one. Wow.
Oh, man, that one is god-awful.
Thanks for making me remember that.
Yeah, it's really bad.
However.
Really bad.
I'm just saying, they're going to knock that
down. The first couple are solid.
Yeah, see?
After that, it gets pretty shaky. I'm just still saying, to me, it's Khan, then Voyage Home. The slow motion picture, however, is down pretty far. That movie's not real good.
I still enjoy that movie, but I'm not going to argue.
As long as you got a spare 5 or 6 hours that you can watch it. Because, man, does it feel like it takes that long. It does have that sweet Delton, though. Anyway, hey, thanks for joining this show. If you've been listening to this live, God help you, you made it to the end. As always, thank you for joining us. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Get this podcast wherever you like. And apparently don't listen to it off of our webpage because somebody tells me it crashes in minute 5 every week.
Yeah.
Did you get to open a ticket with...
I did.
Podomatic?
Yeah. I'm not holding my breath, but I did open a ticket. Yes.
Okay. Ray's working on it.
Ah, no.
Stay tuned for more.
Well, I opened a ticket.
Well, that's working on it.
The wheels are in motion.
Yes.
Yeah. If you like our show and you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner top of our webpage. You buy something, we get some stuff. Or you can become a patron. And sponsor one of the fine segments of this show, or make an appearance on this show, or just donate us some money because you love us. Any of those are good options. I like them all. That's all I got for this week. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, even angry ducks can get a girlfriend.
And it's not who you think.
It's exactly who I thought.
So,
but then again, I wrote the clue.
Important announcement.
I write the clues that make the young men cry.
You're ruining my important announcement.
Oh, go ahead.
This... is a warning for all of our listeners. And I can't believe I didn't put this earlier in the show. I shouldn't bury the lead like this. Next week, brace yourself for limitless changes to the show, our format, the co-hosts, when it gets posted, the quality of the recording, the quality of the editing. I mean, I am just up to my eyeballs in anxiety. Our beloved co-hosts, Craig and Ray, are taking a vacation, and I am obligated to produce the show on my own. And I am bringing in renowned Puzzle Quest gamers, Angry Salad and Leonard F. Chikarison, to, you know, help pilot the ship with me. I will do my best to, you know, reflect what you're used to. There will be some humor. They are both... As far as I know, very high level players.
Oh,
so they can give you power player advice and insight. Don't expect
the episode that I host to have any sound effects. Don't expect the episode that I host to have any music. And if it is not up by Thursday evening, try to condense your disappointment and shove it deep down inside you, because I will make sure it's there by Friday.
I like that. That's fair enough.
I was going to say, I don't respond well to pressure. I don't respond well to encouragement. Best you just leave it all alone. After that, everything should be semi-back to normal before, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas roll around and things spiral out of control yet again.
Yeah, so Ray and I will be at BlizzCon celebrating all things Blizzard with our good friend Michael Hummel, who works there at the Blizzard. And we will be enjoying some Diablo stuff, because they've got a big event on the main stage, and I need to know what it is. It's not going to be what I want it to be, but I still need to know what it is.
I don't know what you want, but I can almost guarantee that to be true.
Well, yeah, I want it to be Diablo 4, but I don't think I'm going to get that.
No.
Even though this is the 20th anniversary of, or the 10-year anniversary of, no, 20th anniversary of Diablo.
Yes.
So, they should give us something for 20 years of Diablo. That's what I'm saying.
A plushie.
I think you're getting something.
I'll take something. A plushie. I hope we get something.
So anyway, that's all I got.
Okay.
I can't make any guarantees for next week other than new co-host that there will be a show. I will try. I don't want to, again, I don't even want to say I'll try my best, because if it's, you know, not up to my standards, I don't know that I will, you know, scrap it and try again and try even harder. But I will definitely produce something for our listeners, and it won't be the worst thing you ever heard. Those are the only guarantees I can make.
Are you doing this old school, or are you doing this new fancy live thing? Old school, got it.
Yeah, I'm going to go old school.
Yeah, Discorders, I hope you enjoyed this week.
I wasn't sure what you had planned out, so.
Nope, that's what I got.
The other guys are super versed in.
Right, they are part of the network. They are seasoned podcasters.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
I have a solid framework to work with, and you know, plenty of sheets of crib notes and instructions, and you know, I've got the tools to get me there. I just need to work on some time management and being funny and being productive.
Hey, do you? I will send you the file for the topic for peoples.
Yeah, that'd be helpful. Other things that I will need from you don't need to be discussed on the show right now. We could actually just save this, upload it, and continue talking.
Yep.
Good point. I forgot this was live. I just started rambling off on my own kind of thing.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go home and take a shower so that no one can see my tears.
All right. I'm off.
All right. All right. Bye, friends.
See ya. Stopping broadcast. Broadcast has stopped.